Oh.
Yeah.
No. I know I everybody loves Spruce. No.
10th Avenue, freeze out.
Nah.
It's the only good song. It's his only good song. Yeah!
No.
That's Dolan's right there.
It's his birthday today, too. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Bruce is way overrated. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's music.
Are we doing Bruce all day?
All day.
Oh.
On the 30s. Is that what you would call it in music radio?
You would say bottom of the hour.
Yeah. Well, Bruce on the 30s is what I'm calling it.
Oh, is that what you're going to call
it? Yeah. So take that and shove it.
I don't approve. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Book your fantasy football party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles and the home. This is much bigger than the Eagles thing, the home of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football Draft. We have our final five spots. We're going to give away one an hour today. You got to call with your sports point, and then you got to beg your way in. We are talking about Rob Thompson. Phillies continue to slide. They're back. They're not back. They're back. They're not back. I think most of the criticisms of Rob Thompson is people coping because they don't want to deal with the fact that this is overall who the team is. Ike thinks Thompson needs some blame. Jack is melting down.
He definitely needs blame. He's definitely not blameless here. It's like, how long are we going to keep doing the same thing over and over again before it's like someone's got to change something up down there? They're breaking out the curveball machine today, so maybe
no!
That's a great
sign. Are you serious?
Yeah. That's a great sign.
No, you should have seen the quote. You should have seen my reaction to the quote.
We're doomed.
Oh, wait, I might...
We're doomed.
Yeah, I might have to change course here. They might... The curveball machine?
Yeah, the curveball.
The curveball machine we all made fun of for 4 years?
Non-ball players made fun of it. The curveball machine's been...
Bryce made fun of it.
He's a different cat.
Okay.
It's a real thing. It's
not, wow, you really are a company man.
It's not the left-handed curveball machine.
Defending the curveball machine.
Whoa, yeah. It's a real thing.
This is where I jump off the bandwagon.
It's a real thing.
It is a real thing.
This is terrifying, Jack. Terrifying.
Bryce is not hitting off that damn thing.
Well, he better be better.
Bryce would go 0-14 against a curveball machine.
I want them to I want them to stand up there and just look at it. And have it just. I don't even think a hack.
Take it.
Mental reps. Yeah. Whatever. The chasing is absurd.
215-592-9494. Rick and Easton, you're on WIP. What up, Rick?
I totally agree with all three of you. It's absolutely incredible if you think about it. First of all, Ike or Spike first. They spent $1 billion on those players, not $300 million. If you add up all those salaries of those five players,
sure,
I mean, in totality,
I'm just looking at it annually.
I think their payroll is 304. Yeah, you know, their annual payroll.
Ike, I totally agree with you. When I noticed Boehm wasn't in that lineup, I'm like, what? So they lost Olsen, so we want to neutralize the playing field and take Boehm off the field. Plus the fact we put a third baseman out there. You know what, guys? I played in high school and college. I'm not going to compare myself to pro baseball. But the bottom line here is, if we blew a run down as easy as Sanchez and Harper did 3 weeks ago, and as easy as Wilson did yesterday, we'd be running 10 miles if we mentally blew a run down.
Yeah, isn't the point here? I know we're complaining about Weston Wilson being at third base. I get it. But you just said...
Not a managerial decision.
But you just said... Bryce Harper blew a run down 2 weeks ago from first to second. It was Bryce and Trey Turner.
The Guardians game.
Yeah, like
Sanchez, because he did not run right at the runner with the ball in the air. If Sanchez runs right at that...
Listen, we don't need to break down the rundowns. I appreciate it.
I don't want to break that down either, because I have more important points to talk to you about.
Thank you.
You know, we hear it's baseball. It's baseball. I'm sick and tired of hearing it's baseball.
Me too.
A slump once in a while is baseball. I watched the Detroit Tigers and the Cardinals in the 60s go 30 games over 500. The Oakland A's, their dynasty, the Yankees' dynasties. I didn't see the Yankees back in the 20s and 30s, but even the dynasties that win 30 games over 500, even the Atlanta Braves the last couple years, none of those teams, unless they lost two great players for the year, totally melt down like this. It just doesn't happen.
But I can't believe I'm on the other side of this. The Yankees were garbage for the first 6 weeks of this season. Aaron Judge was garbage for the first month of this season.
I don't mean this Yankee team this year.
I know, but I think to a certain extent, And I think they should be better, too. And truly, the last 2.5 months, I agree with you. You can't just it's baseball it away. I agree with you. But I would go so far as to say that every team that is contending this year has had extended stretches when they have not been good. And
but
the
not,
only, and
th- but not, not 600 baseball down to sub 500.
I know, but my point is that the 600 baseball was just as unrealistic as this is.
Absolutely, but they didn't get there with smoke and mirrors. At
well, they sort of did.
They still have a very talented team.
Well, they sort of did. They sort of did.
You can't just change. You just can't change one or two guys at this point and think it's going to change things around. You got to hope the team gets hot in October like everybody else has. Though.
Sure. Yes. I appreciate the call, Rick. I do think there were some smoke and mirrors in the first couple of months of this season. I do. Like, you can't look at the performance of the bullpen, of Ranger Suarez, those two things alone.
Well, that's why I was going to start. I was going to say, so you must be saying the pitching wasn't as good as we thought it was.
Well, the pitching.
And I'm not saying that the pitching is the reason why they're struggling now.
But the pitch, to me, the pitching was why they were an outlier.
Yes.
Good. The
yes.
reason that they were 25 games over 500 and not 12 games over 500
right.
or whatever it was is because the pitching was outrageous.
Yeah, it took them from a good team to a on paper great team.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, Ranger Suarez, yeah. Ranger was 10-1 with an ERA of 1.5.
Yeah.
And
was that this year?
Yes, believe it or not, it was this year.
Well, if you're looking, all right, the one silver lining of the Braves series is that the pitching staff looked pretty good.
Yes.
Like if the offense can figure it out.
Against that lineup. And listen.
Well, against that
is,
lineup's not exactly what
it is. Well, I know, but it still it felt like a better lineup.
It was
better than
you made it sound.
Yes.
I would say.
I actually don't know if that's true.
Oh, really?
I mean, Whit Merrifield stinks. Like, he was batting two.
Sure.
Laureano stinks. Gio Urshela stinks. Like, Olsen and Michael Harris is a good player.
Arcia.
And Arcia is a fine
player. Ozuna is obviously a good player.
Ozuna's
the MVP. They're better than the Marlins and the Nationals.
Yeah.
Right. That's for 100%.
That's what I'm saying. That's basically what I was saying, yes.
Bullpen looked pretty good, and the starting rotation looked pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, if the pitching.
Positives.
Yes,
yeah.
Those are positives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the offense that I think is driving
it's
everyone
nuts. It's unbelievable, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure it's the offense. No doubt it's the offense that's driving everybody crazy.
215-592-9494. Now, I wonder if this guy's even going to make pretend that he is calling about the Phillies.
No, just why does he deserve to be in the league?
Yoshi, why do you deserve to be in the league? Why should we break the rules for you, buddy?
Well, hold on. Hello, my man Spike. Big Ike. Jackie, baby. Happy Friday. Now, listen. I'm on a sabbatical from the Phillies until Thursday, August 29th, 2024, when this Braves series comes around again at home, when I believe we start our consistency of winning towards the end goal. Now, like Aaron said yesterday, y'all know why I'm calling. I'm active in the league. I'm Howie Roseman-like. I'm present in the chat, on the radio. I'm respectful to the league. I'm respected from it. I've had people call up this year, Justin, everyone loves. I love him, and he loves me. Gary saying we should be teammates this year. Wade from Chester saying last year I should be in the league because I keep everyone up on things. Last year, I lost in the Final Four. The year previous, the year when I was in it prior, I lost in the championship to Johnny Mark. I'm letting you know I'm a contender. Ike Reese in this league.
Come on, man.
That's a good one.
Come on, man.
Thank you for pointing out.
You ain't got no voice, no vote, so I'm going to let it be known. Like I tell you, every year that I played you after the second game and beat you, I owe you, Ike Reese. I owe you. You need to influence your friends to let me in if you want me to stop owning you. I know I'm in your head during the season. I know you can't sleep playing fantasy when it comes
true.
To me,
yeah.
Ike.
That's some truth
to
this.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
4-0.
I don't know if it's 4-0.
It might be
5-0.
I might have to check the records. Yeah.
And my memory's a little cloudy here. You throwing out these numbers, and I can't really refute them right now because I can't remember.
You know what? Let me go do my pictures.
It's like arguing with OG.
I've screenshotted them, I agree. I defined them and have them for you. Oh, yes, because to be able to be around my friends who know that I'm somewhat cool with Ike Reese, and then for me to bring up, yeah, I'd be Ike Reese in fantasy, that's a cool thing to say. Number 58 for the Philadelphia Eagles. Forget the Falcons. Number 58 for the Philadelphia Eagles.
We all do.
All the pros. All pro bowler, special teams, when it was played in the Super Bowl. You know what? But in fantasy, I owe you, Ike Reed.
He went back to that.
Yoshi's coming hot today.
Make it a good final
push. Good final push. All right.
We will consider you, Yoshi. Oh, my God.
I just spared everybody else that's listening.
Yoshi came strong. The one thing Yoshi did not tell us is why we should break the rules for him. Now, he's obviously noticed I like when people come at you like that.
Yes.
And that was I mean, him saying he owns you in fantasy football, it was just strong.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Well, we'll add some intrigue to Yoshi Week next year.
Yes.
Yoshi Week?
I like you versus Yoshi.
Yeah, when you guys are playing each other.
In fantasy.
Oh. In fantasy.
Oh,
yes. If
you said
he's in
next
there.
Year.
Yeah.
This year.
This year.
This year.
Yeah,
next
if
year.
He's in there.
Oh, if he's in there, I got you. Yeah, I was confused there.
I confused myself. It's all right.
I will give the results of the Twitter poll so far about Rob Thompson right after Mr. Bald and Beautiful tells you to how to do something about that bald head of yours.
He was late to the read because he's thinking about Yoshi.
I was.
And he got in his head.
He was trying to think in his head, is that really 0-4?
Part I was.
Can't stop.
All right. For years, you've heard the Glatt Group on WIP talking about their amazing services. Spike just mentioned, I'm bald and beautiful, but not everybody can be as lucky as I am. The Glatt Group, they know so many people to think hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure, but that's not the case. The Glatt Group have restoration treatments to strengthen your hair before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant. And their newest option is completely non-invasive. No needles, no pain, and no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for Trans-Epidermal Delivery. Now, that's where the growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles, and both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glatt Group a call. Always at the forefront of technology. Call them today, 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com. Again, that's 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com and tell them Ike Reese sent you.
Ike, I am in awe of your baldness and your beautifulness.
Thank you, brother.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Is the criticism of Rob Thompson mostly fair or unfair? What do you think the percentages are on that, Ike?
Fair.
70% fair. 30% unfair.
Notice fan base, man.
I think.
Listen, when they're mad, they just listen. We've already ate the carcasses of everybody else.
Right. Yes.
Somebody else has to be taken out to the back.
Right. Everyone else is left for dead. The buzzers have gotten to them.
Yes.
Yeah. Ian in Baltimore, you're on WIP. Is it Ian or Ian?
Ian.
No one is named Ian.
Ian Ziering.
Ian Eagle.
Ian Ziering.
And by the way, I call him Ian Eagle because there's no such thing as Ian.
There are at least
not.
Two Ians I know.
I just that's because you went to Episcopal.
No, it's because he was on 90210. Not personally, but Ian Ziering is Ian.
What's his last name?
Ian Ziering.
Ian Eagle.
Yeah. There are Ians.
Pipe down, Shataz.
Yeah.
Relax over there. It's Ian.
Okay.
Like everyone else in the world.
All right. Ian, you're on WIP. Like everyone else in the world.
Yeah, I think Rob Thompson would be blamed. This started when they started that Yankee series and got slacked. And then they came to Baltimore and got beat. And he never made any changes. I think it's all on him. He doesn't make any. And a couple of days ago when he had Alvarado in there for four walks, walked that thing in, I was dying. So,
but they were already losing, and it saved the guys for the next night so they could win the game. Like, if Hoffman pitches that night, does he not get to come back the next night?
I think to a certain extent, Ian or Ian, whatever it is. I'm just kidding. I think to a certain extent, the frustration that you're feeling is frustration that there are not enough good players. Like the moment the other night when he left Alvarado in. Okay. So he has a choice. Rob Thompson has a choice. Rob Thompson has to think about, all right, I'm in the playoffs, right? And I need X number of relievers to get through the playoffs. The math doesn't work if Alvarado is not there. And it is his best shot of all of if we assume we're trusting Hoffman, Strom, and unfortunately Estevez, Orion Kierkegaard is an if, and Alvarado's an if. And what he's trying to do is give himself enough relievers eventually to get through the playoffs. So he's trying to save Alvarado. Now, did it cost them a run? It did. But I think it's a little difficult for him to try to win every single game, every moment, and think about, well, how is this going to look in a month, month and a half? Now, the criticism I understand is if they don't figure it out now, there might not be like an October for the Phillies. Yeah. I understand it, but I think largely the problems are roster related and player related and not Rob Thompson related.
Yeah, I disagree with it. They didn't do anything at the break, and it was just like, no, we're going to win with what we have. So that's what we're stuck with, unfortunately.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Ian.
All right, bye.
VP of the LTBB.
Beep.
Kimberly, you're on WIP.
Yeah, I'm out for months, and then I'm in 2 days in a row, so here I am.
It's almost like it's fantasy football season, Veep. I'm just saying, like, you can grace us with your presence more than just, I think I want to get in the league again.
Like, now, you did.
I hear you.
You did show great kindness yesterday in giving away the spot potentially to what was the name of the guy?
James,
who gave tickets to Justin. So that carries weight, Veep.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I try to be honest and do the right thing, but also, yeah, I want to be in the league. And unlike Yoshi, I'm not going to try and break any rules here. I'm not going to try and goad Ike into letting me in by. Mm. You know, saying that I own him or anything, though.
Now, did you beat Ike the 1 year that you were in, or did Ike beat you?
I did. No, I did better than Ike did.
Damn.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, there are managers and there are players.
Well, yeah. I mean, hold on.
Oh, that's not fair.
That's why I do blame the players. It's not my fault guys don't show up that week to play.
Ike blames the players in fantasy.
But, I mean, I will be dedicated. I will drive up from D.C. for the draft. I will call in every week.
Yeah.
I will draft well. I will propose trades, and I will bring some female kick-ass energy to the league.
And we need that. We can't just get that from Spike.
Wow. Wow. Is that what we're doing, Fritz?
Yep, no one's safe.
It's been a long day.
Holy moly. It's a long day. It's 2:48 or whatever.
Veep, how would you feel about Dan Wilson being the commissioner of the league? Did you think that he did a good job in his interview yesterday?
I do. I think you guys tried to give him a trick question at the end when you asked, you know, if there was a trade that was more aligned for Ike but was unfair to the rest of the league. There's no right answer to that.
He
needs to say that he's going to hook Ike up, but he needs to say that he's going to be fair to the league. And he did a really good job.
Yep.
Yeah. The only thing is that, Kimberly, the answers were so long. You know, and we've had trouble with Buzz not shutting up. And I'm just concerned.
We can always look for some conciseness from Buzz.
I'm concerned. Well, I've been asking for conciseness since I arrived in April, maybe even before that. And I'm a little concerned this may empower him and that mic may creak open a little more often than it needs to.
Yeah, I can sense that.
So, all right. Well, we have to decide on one within the next 3 minutes because we promised one an hour. So you are officially registered for potentially being in the fantasy league, V.
Oh, officially for potentially. Okay,
well,
yes.
Well, we have to hear everyone out before we make a decision.
Fair enough. I will hold my breath for the next 3 minutes.
All right.
All righty.
All right.
I like it. All right, V. Well, she beat you too, Ike.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, listen. Sometimes when you knock off the big dog, those are memorable wins.
Yes,
right? That's what they call.
Yeah.
You know, memorable wins.
It's like when the Cowboys beat the Eagles.
Yeah, it's a memorable win for the Cowboys, right? You know, I managed to make the playoffs every year.
Yep.
So that's what I hold my hat on.
You really are the Rob Thompson of fantasy.
Yeah. Just gets there.
I've not won it yet. I got to admit, I have not won it, but I made the playoffs every
year.
The
Peyton Manning of the Fantasy Football League. All right. We will continue the conversation about Rob Thompson. Do you think he deserves more blame, less blame, the same? 215-592-9494. Now, we do have to decide who from the first hour. I'm going to say that I think Veep should get in the league. And honestly, her call today was only so-so, but yesterday, her coming
act of
in,
kindness,
act
yes.
of kindness, giving the spot away to somebody else potentially, I thought was very big of her. I think she should be in, even though she's a Wentz person.
Well, so is Yoshi. Yeah. And so is Justin. The backbone of this show
exactly.
is Wentz, people.
Well,
don't bite the hand that feeds us. Yeah.
I'm going to start turning everybody.
That was a real quarterback.
So we'll continue the conversation about Topper. Also next.
Poor Yoshi, by the way.
Well, still got three more hours.
Yeah, he's registered. He's got three more hours. We don't necessarily have to pick him yet, but he's got three more hours. But it would break a rule. So coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks will join us. Training camp is over. Talk about the newest Eagle, Jahan Dotson. If he's guaranteed to be in that third wide receiver spot. Will he play in the slot? Will he play on the outside? That is next. And also, are there any people that are going to make the team or get cut that we'd be surprised by? Elliot Shore Parks joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.